So excited to introduce Mike Max for my first segment with you, Mike. And I should call you Maxie, right? Maxie is what
you call me whatever you want. Okay. Good morning. Welcome to the team.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. As I was mentioning earlier, the last time I saw you face to face was back in 2000. You won't remember this, but I was a reporter covering the announcement of what the Minnesota's new hockey team was going to be called. And you were there as well. And of course, we know them as the Wild. But that's how long it's been. But I'm just a huge fan of yours through all the sports and news coverage that you do. I'm just a fangirl here.
That was at Aldrich Arena.
Yes, it was.
And Brian Burke was there.
Yes.
And because they didn't have an arena at the time.
Right.
And, you know, they hadn't built the XL Energy. Nothing had been built over there. Civic Center was the arena over there. And I do remember that because it was, they kind of dressed it up, you know, Aldrich is where Hill Murray plays over there in White Bear Lake. And it was, we were just kind of starting to get a feel for what this team thing was going to be about. But Brian Burke was an Edina native that came back home because he's working for the NHL at the time. So I do remember meeting you there.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. Okay, we got it.
Just 22 years ago. Huh? Holy
it
cow.
It was a long time.
Hey, it's been a while, Vanita. How you been?
I feel like I know you, though, just like everybody else. I saw you walk into a Wolves game once. Literally, you were high-fiving everybody. It's like a rock star walking in. But enough of that. The Vikings game. I think one of the things going into that game is you had no hope. So it was really hard to feel disappointed when they lost.
Yeah.
And what did you think of Sean Mannion as a quarterback?
And, you know, I mean, obviously he's been a backup for a long time. And, you know, there's the old saying that the best position is to be a backup and the worst thing that happens to a backup if he gets to play, you know, because then you see that he's not what he thought he would be. It reminded me, and in fairness to him, he too had been out with COVID and hadn't practiced all week and on the COVID list the week before, even though he was fully vaccinated, he got COVID. He didn't practice until Friday or know that he was going to be the starter. You couldn't put him in a worse situation, but it reminded me a little bit of that year they signed Josh Freeman, and a talented quarterback who was available, and they started him the same week against the New York Giants, and Viking football fans out there are going, oh, yeah, I remember that now. And it was just awful. And that's what it was last night. It was awful, and they, you know, Dalvin Cook, it was no secret that they had to try to feature Dalvin Cook. The problem was, it was no secret to the Green Bay Packer defense either.
Right.
It just nothing worked. And I've just, you know, and you could just, they're holding on by their, you know, their fingernails to try to keep the score close enough that maybe they could get a break. But if you try relying on turnovers against Green Bay to win a game, which is kind of what they were trying to do yesterday, you got no chance because Aaron Rodgers will just befuddle you. And the Packers have a lot of injuries too. You know, Billy Turner out of Moundsview High School, he hasn't been available for a few weeks, and Cobb's not there. And, you know, they've got their share of injuries too, but it was, it was what we thought it would be at minimum, you know, and
exactly.
it was hard to watch.
Well, and Kellen Mond got in. Of course, Mike Zimmer didn't have the greatest things to say about him, so I don't anticipate that he's the future of the team.
Well, they'll give him time because he's just a rookie, but, you know, he came in and it was a little bit, you know, people thought he came in to play because they're going to give him a shot, but really it was because Mannion was hurt for just a series, and then they reinserted Mannion because he was healthy enough to go back in the game, so they had no intention of playing Mond except that there was an injury to Mannion. And, you know, Mond, too, I mean, that's a tall task right now that he's taken on. You know, as a rookie, you're just trying to learn things, and remember, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for a few years before he ever played. So they never really counted on Mond. It would have been a surprise. I'll say that, you know, a first-round draft pick out of Marshall, Minnesota, Trey Lance played really well yesterday and got his 49ers into the playoffs and threw a couple of touchdown passes, looked really good yesterday for the 49ers.
Are we expecting any news out of the Vikings today, Zimmer watch?
No, they just got one more game, and there's no reason to do anything, you know, whatever you want to do. If they're going to make a move, they can begin to line up their candidates. They don't have to, you know, that has nothing to do with who coaches the team on Sunday. And if they've made that decision, the one thing you want to do is you want to be in on what you consider to be the hottest candidates, if there are any, if you identify any, because there'd be competition for them. And that's the only reason that sometimes teams will make moves late in the season, is because they want to get in on those people first. I don't see that emerging right now, so there'd be no need to do anything this week, you know, until after Sunday.
Okay. Let's talk Wolves. Wolves and Clippers tonight at 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m. tip-off with Alan Horton from Crypto.com Arena. They lost to the Lakers 108-103 last night.
Yeah, it was a good game. I'll be honest, it was 80. They'd taken the lead 89-88, and then I had to go to the studio to do the our Vikings coverage, and so I never for TV, so I never saw the how it ended really. But I mean, they were playing them; they weren't afraid of them. They were going at them, and the Lakers, of course, Anthony Davis sitting on the sidelines. He got hurt at Target Center a couple of weeks ago, and so they're not at full force either. But and they're not even. I think they're just 500 right now, so they're not the Lakers that we've known. But they, you know, the Wolves. Naz Reid went right at them. Anthony Edwards goes right at everybody. Jalen Noel's gotten some playing time during these COVID breaks for everybody. So there have been a few positives. But the last two games against Utah and the Lakers, you know, they're in them, and then it's kind of like the first team comes in for the other team, and they finish the Wolves off. So it's been a tough road trip, but there's a just a glimmer of hope there, because you go with Russell and Towns getting back and some guys getting some experience, who knows?
Winter Classic, boy, was that memorable. Not the game itself, because that was brutal to watch, but the rest of it from start to finish. We'll talk more at 8:40, but I would like to just hear quickly your impressions of it.
Well, I'm still thawing out, but I mean, cold is cold, man. We got there early because you know how it is when you're doing the reporting stuff, Benita. So we got there early to get the kind of the 5 and 6 hits and all that stuff, and walked the field there, and it was beautiful down there on Target Field. They had the deers and the deer and the winter wonderland. Yes. and the skating rinks and all those things. They did a good job with it. I didn't think the NHL. I think the Wild did a really good job. I didn't think the NHL did a great job last week. They didn't. There wasn't a lot of stuff they provided you with that you found to be real interesting leading up to the game. But Minnesota kind of wins that war by themselves, because between the Wild and the community and the many people that they can bring into it, you know they're not going to fail on that end. And we talked to Dean Evason yesterday, the Wild head coach, and of course he's focused on the game and why they gave up 6 goals and can they get players back and the fact that they're not playing many games right now. They don't play now until Boston because they're canceled the night against Ottawa. So he's more concerned about, you know, that end, that they've got to shore some things up right now.
Okay. Maxie, thank you so much. This is going to be awesome checking in with you every morning. I really appreciate it.
You got it. We'll talk. It's been 22 years. Now we'll talk twice in almost an hour.
I love it. Here we go.
Okay. Thanks, Renita.
Thanks, Mike Max with sports. Coming up, Dave St. Peter with the Minnesota Twins talking Winter Classic. We're going to talk about more of the plans behind the scenes, traffic and weather, too. I'm Vanita Sakar, News Talk 830.